Five dead in North Carolina shooting. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. An off-duty Raleigh police officer is among the victims. What witnesses say was a youthful gunman who opened fire on people along a walking trail.
Looked like a teenager, like anywhere between 13 and 16, honestly. He had no facial hair. No, nothing. He looked like a baby.
And witness says the shooter was dressed all in camouflage gear. Raleigh's mayor, Marianne Baldwin.
All of us in Raleigh right now need to come together. We need to support those in our community who have suffered a terrible loss.
The suspect eluded police officers for hours before he was finally cornered in a home and arrested. Two other people were wounded, one of them critically. A second police officer who was shot has now been released from the hospital. Connecticut State Police say Wednesday night's murder of two police officers in Bristol was apparently an ambush set up with a fake 911 call. The two officers died in a hail of gunfire, which left a third officer wounded. The National Fraternal Order of Police blames the political climate for the rash of attacks on police, saying in a social media posting.
The spewing of anti-police rhetoric by some political and media figures, as well as the failed policies of rogue prosecutors and judges, are placing our officers in greater danger. This culture of lawlessness must stop.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The January 6th committee in the House has voted to subpoena former President Trump to testify about what he knew about the invasion of the Capitol.
He is the one person at the center of the story of what happened on January 6th. So we want to hear from him.
Committee Chairman Benny Thompson on his own social media platform, the former president, asking why the committee didn't ask for his testimony months ago and calling the committee a total bust. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
The nation's highest court has decided not to get involved in a review of the evidence seized in the FBI's raid on the former president's home.
The Supreme Court has turned away a request from former President Trump to overturn a lower court ruling giving the Justice Department access to classified documents collected in an FBI search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. The justices did not provide any comment, nor did they note any dissents. A three-judge panel from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals sided with the Justice Department that a special master appointed to review documents taken in the search did not need to review classified records. The FBI says it took roughly 11,000 documents, about 100 bearing classification markings. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Commerce Department reported Thursday September's consumer prices were up 8.2% from September of last year. Speaking in Los Angeles, President Biden deflecting.
The biggest problem is the world's challenge, global inflation and the pandemic and Putin's unconscionable invasion of Ukraine.
Which the president blames for higher fuel prices, but the numbers also mean Social Security recipients will get an extra $140 on average beginning in January.
Record inflation causing the Social Security Administration to announce this 8.7% increase in benefits that will kick in next year. This is the highest increase in more than 40 years. Now, the last time the figure was higher, well, it was 1981 when the increase was 11.2% for the average Social Security retiree. The benefit will increase $146 per month. The way they make these determinations is based on the cost of living adjustment, and it was calculated at 8.7% for next year. Experts make the point that it's just enough to ensure that recipients will tread water.
It's Jackie DeAngelis of the Fox Business Network. And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.